The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 23, 1968, in San Francisco.
First thing is, that calculation of sun, moon, planet, there are different views. Different scientists, there are different views. It is not a standard. They are not agreed. Today, somebody says something, somebody says another. Speculation. That's all. But that idea that it is very low in temperature, and that is mentioned in Bhagavad. You cannot live in the water. You have to qualify yourself. You see, their body is made just suitable for the water. So, you have to qualify yourself. That is just like in the spiritual sky, they can live only spiritual body, a material body. Cannot live there. Material body is not allowed. Gangachandi sattasya madhe tishthanti rajasa. Those who are too much passionate, they are meant to live in this planet. This planetary system, Steta. There are many other planets like this one. They are allowed to be here. Here they are all living entities, they are very much past. And adhogacchan, tamas. And there are other planets. They are dark, dark planets below this earthly planet. And the animals, they are in darkness. Although they are on this path, but they do not know where they are. Darkness, the knowledge is not developed. This is the result of the modes of ignorance. And those who are Krishna conscious, they are neither in darkness, nor in passion, nor in goodness. They are transitory. So, if one cultivates Krishna consciousness nicely, he is at once promoted to the Krishna Loka. That is wanted. You are all chanting 16 rounds. No? It's very difficult.
No, we do not know how yet to regulate our time too well. Some days we chant 15 rounds and then the next day I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think we sleep too much. I mean, I think I sleep too much.
How many hours do I sleep in?
About 6 to 8.
That is not much. It takes only 2 hours to sit down. Huh? 2 hours or more than that?
Yeah.
Huh?
2 hours is all it takes to do the work.
Oh, yeah, you have to spare at least 2 hours. But this one, I've got 24 hours. Sleeping and eating, this is the material disease. Sleeping, eating, mating, so they should be reduced as much as possible.
If you're still tired,
no, you can sleep.
Okay.
Still, you are refreshed. Somebody is refreshed by sleeping 4 hours. Somebody is depressed, like you say, 10 hours.
But we should not sleep when we have, in place of our devotional service.
No, that's not. Devotional service is part.
So if we must lose sleep, we should
do it. Sleeping. In the real regulated life is that 8-16 hours is not completed. Then we have to forgo sleeping. We should take out hours from sleeping. Taking up a very responsible task, Krishna consciousness. So, we should be very much careful in discharging the duty. The devotee should be so much careful that he always sees whether this woman is quiet or is light. Apatthakalatam, that my time may not be wasted. He should be so careful, so that my time is being wasted. And time wasted, the time we engage for our bodily necessities, that is wasted. Generally, conditions so they are simply wasting that time. Only the period which you are engaged in Krishna consciousness, that is utilized. So we should be very careful whether time is being wasted or being utilized.
Sometimes Well, if you slept less, we could do more. But at the same time, you would be very tired. I mean, you could be... Well, you could regulate that.
Yes, we'll practice. Everything depends on practice.
अभ्यासयोगयुक्तेन
चेतसा नान्नकम् अभ्यासयोग अभ्यासयोग मीन्स् योग प्राक्टिस् प्राक्टिसिङ्ग् दिस् ओल् कृष्णकान्शियस् मूमेण्ट् इस् ट्रान्स्फरिङ्ग् फ्रोम् वन् काइण्ड् आफ् कान्शियस्नेस् टु अनदर् सो वी रिक्वायर् प्राक्टिस् Just like one man can run 3 miles. I cannot run in 1 mile. He has practiced. You see some boys run on. They practice. Strength of the heart increasing by practice. And if I run, my heart will be palpitating because I have no practice. So by practice everything can be attained. Determination. And this determination is increased by celibacy. Yes. Brahmacharya is recommended to keep oneself determined. A brahmachari, if he determines something, he executes. He has got that strength of mind. Those who are too much addicted to sex life, they cannot be determined. They cannot be fixed up. They are flexible, changing. People are in modern days, they cannot sit down in a place for a long time. Therefore, so much traveling. The traveling business is very prosperous. Everyone wants to travel. They cannot fix up. Processes recommended, they are very valuable, but it is not possible to follow them all in the present age, because everything is reducing. So our method is to pray to Krishna to give us the necessary strength. That's all. Otherwise, by regular practice, this age is very difficult, unfavorable. First thing is memory is very short. You cannot remember. Life is very short. Life is short, at the same time, so much disturbed. By anxiety, by disease, by natural disturbances, roga shokadi, short life, that is also disturbed by disease and lamentation. Every moment there is something for which you have to lament. Oh, rogas of body. And disease, this body is a breeding ground of all kinds of disease. Life is short and it is so much distant. So how it is possible to practice? Therefore, this one practice, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, that is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all powerful. He can do anything. Even if we do not perform, trying our best, if we fail, Krishna will help us. Just like a child tries his best, but he falls down, the mother takes up and all that. Come on. Walk. Like that. Chanting is good everywhere.
Yes. But I mean, if you can't chant all day,
you can if there is some, some convenience in chanting loudly, you can chant slowly. Loudly, slowly, within mind you can chant. Practice will give us all kinds of we are all it.
Devotee.
I don't follow.
To be initiated.
Okay.
Kathy, to be initiated. You choose to go with the baby.
Oh. Well, if you can, but possibly, that is not the sense.
She would like to.
You are very kind upon her. Yes. But it's not. It's very tiny. Very heavy?
No, not too heavy. If I had a memory, I wouldn't need this.
So you carry your memory in your hand?
Yeah,
because memory is reducing. Therefore, nature is helping to manufacture so many machines.
Is that why people are making these machines? Because they can't remember?
Huh?
Is that a sign of Kali that there's
yes.
more machines
yes, yeah.
to help people?
Nowadays, in courts, they use machines. The judges also cannot remember what has been argued between the parties. So they take this tape recorder and give judgment. Whereas the argument is going on for 2 days, 3 days, how much he can remember? And when he gives judgment, he has to take consideration of all the arguments, then give his judgment. This machine helps.
If somebody had a big dollar bill, the judge would remember.
Eh?
If somebody gave the judge a big dollar bill, he would remember.
Yes. That means truthfulness is not there. Diminished. The same thing. Because truthfulness it has diminished, therefore you can bribe anybody and you can tell lies for you. We are in a very precarious condition. Very unfavorable condition. The best thing is to pray, Krishna, please pick me up very soon and let me go back to your place. If we have to come back again, or we do not know how much misery we have to undergo. Because with the advancement of Kali Yuga, everything is becoming more and more miserable. There is no happiness in family life, there is no happiness in social life, there is no happiness in political life, there is no happiness in any livelihood. Everything is encumbered. All impact, full of impact. Made for chanting Hare Krishna, but we are utilizing it so that the machine maker may be benefited. Because we employ everyone's energy to Krishna. So, by his energy, he has manufactured this machine. So, we are employing in Krishna's service so that he may be benefited. We are showing him the mercy. Just like one flower picked up from a plant offered to Krishna is offering benefit to that plant because his energy is in the service of Krishna. Similarly, the person who has manufactured this machine, when it is employed in Krishna consciousness business, is benefited. Indirectly, we are giving him opportunity, although he does not know it, that his energy is being utilized for consciousness. We offer prasadam, the same principle. A man does not know about Krishna, but he wants to eat. By eating, he will be gradually Krishna conscious. So you have, our business is to give opportunity to all forgotten souls to be engaged in Krishna consciousness today or tomorrow. The boys and girls who have come to this society, they have accumulated in that way, knowingly and unknowingly, some Krishna conscious qualities. And therefore, they have taken this opportunity. We have no dog friends.
Is your dog taking a man for a walk?
We are all devotee friends. Where is your dog?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone?
Yes. Some very nice people who worship dogs took him.
The dog saw that my master has become devotee, so it is useless to keep here.
These people who took him, they think he is a person.
Hmm?
They treat him like a person.
But he's a person. Dog is a person. Why impersonal?
Pardon?
Dog is person also.
Yes, but they treat him like human person. They treat him like.
Yes, so what is the difference between human person and dog person? No difference. So far, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, they are equal. Human personality is there when he is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, an animal as good as God.
So, if you do not take to Krishna consciousness, you are dog.
Yes, equal to dog, because he has no other consciousness except those four principles: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is there in animals. Don't you see this one? They are enjoying sex life. So what is the difference between man? A man also does like that. So long one is not above these four principles of animal demands, he is as good as animal. To meet animal demands in a polished way is not civilization. One must be above the animal. That is it. You have read that poetry, Alexander and the Ravan. Have you read?
I think so.
Huh?
Well, say again.
Alexander and the Rabbit?
No.
Yeah. Alexander, the great, you have heard the name?
Yes.
He conquered all over the world almost. He went to India. So he met one, Ravan. Oh, he arrested Alexander. He was king. The Ravana said, why you have arrested me? Because you are robber. So you are also a great robber. Then, when Alexander is charging him that he have done this, or he charging you have done this. I have entered a private house, you have entered a private state. So you are a big robber. Then he released him. Yes. What is the difference between robber and me? And Alexander, from that day, he stopped his conquering.